Don't tell me Social Security is getting hacked now. Listen to this.
The 3 billion records were leaked last week, including Social Security numbers. Many people receiving notices that their personal information has been compromised and that it's being sold on the dark web. Eyewitness News reporter Rob Hayes got answers from cybersecurity experts on how you could protect yourself from these data thieves.
There are data breaches, and then there's last week's national public data breach.
Over 3 billion records were leaked.
Angela Setters-Bissard hosts a podcast called The Real Credit Queen. For the past 36 years, she's been working with people hit by identity theft, something she says is best prevented than repaired.
It is very intrusive, it doesn't feel good, and it's not easy to fix.
Well, now billions of personal records are out there, including Social Security numbers, and countless people are getting notifications in the mail that their credit data or other bits of information are in the wrong hands.
With all these other breaches we've had, just about all of our Social Security numbers are already out there and floating around on the dark web.
And while that's bad, Dr. Clifford Newman of USC's Center for Computer System Security says there are steps to take to make sure you don't get burned by data thieves. The first step is to be wary of emails you get warning of data breaches.
Don't go clicking on the links in the notice itself, because sometimes criminals themselves will spam you with fake notices trying to get you to click on the link. You click on the link, you think, okay, I better log into this site, figure out what's going on, try to fix things. And by logging into that site, you're actually giving the criminals the information that they're trying to get.
Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And brothers and sisters, we just did a story on a grandmother who was scammed by these people who believed, or that she believed, was from the federal government out of her life savings. These scammers are out here and they are trying to get your information. Today, we're talking about the data breach, how to protect yourself amid massive theft. And this was a very great point that he made. A lot of our information is already out there or accessible to some of these people. That is why they're even emailing you, because there's some bits of information that they don't have that they are trying to get. So how do we protect ourselves? And I just say this, we need to protect ourselves with multiple layers. First of all, we have to make ourselves aware. We need to create barriers between us and the scammers, meaning you need to monitor it. Make sure that you are getting your annual credit report. They are free. You can go to any one of the credit bureaus. You can get your free copy of your credit report to make sure no one has opened up any accounts under your name. Two, as he said, don't click any links in these emails that look predatorial, or if you're just questionable, feel free to pick up the phone call or go to the official website to verify what they are. And then three, reach out to a professional, someone in your circle that you trust. Once again, we talked about the five people you need in your financial circle. You need your financial advisor, you need your accountant, you need your lawyer, you need your power of attorney, you need your executor. Your power of attorney, your executor of your choosing, which can be a family member or someone that you trust. Power of attorney is for while you're alive. The executor is after death. It's the power five, the super five team that you're going to need to protect yourself. If you're missing any one of these people, you need to get that as soon as possible.
And one of the best steps experts suggest, freeze your credit at all the credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, and the lesser known Innovis. And it won't cost you a dime.
It cuts off the thieves at the knees, because as soon as they go to try to use your credit, they're going to come up with a blank screen.
There is a downside to freezing your credit, though. If you're looking to buy a house or car or anything that requires a new loan, you're going to have to jump through an extra step.
When you want to apply for credit, you need to go and unfreeze it before you do that application. But that's probably one of the more effective things that you can do.
Now, some of the credit reporting agencies offer what is called a credit lock. That is essentially the same as a credit freeze, only it'll cost you money. Federal law says credit freezes have to be free.
That is the key, brothers and sisters. You want a credit freeze. Even though you have an additional step to get credit, that means that these have an additional step as well. And every barrier to your credit is going to improve your security, almost like building a fortress. Every wall that you put up, making it difficult for scammers, is going to protect you in the long run. And remember, it is credit freeze, not credit lock. It is credit freeze, not credit lock. It is credit freeze, not credit lock. Freeze are free. Think of it that way. Freezes are free. You know, you freeze your credit when you apply for a car or a mortgage. Unfreeze. Freeze, unfreeze. Freeze, unfreeze. Brothers and sisters, I hope that you learned something about Social Security and how to protect yourself. If you are part of that Power Five, maybe you're a power of attorney or an executor for someone, or maybe you're just a concerned child of a parent, make sure that you're talking to your family members about Social Security and protecting yourself so you can protect their identity and they can live a retirement that's happy and prosperous. Well, if you don't know anything about investing, always you can check out our ebook, The Four Pillars to Christian Investing. It goes over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfers. It goes over the different account types, whether it's your 401k, your 403b, brokerage accounts, all these different vehicles, and also gives you some tips and tricks about how to start your investing journey if you don't know anything. So, well, brothers and sisters, before we go, make sure you get your Power Five, right? You're going to get your financial advisor, you're going to get your accountant, you're going to get your lawyer, you're going to get your power of attorney, and you are going to get your executor. Well, if you need help with any of those decisions, you can always reach out to me for a free consultation. The link is going to be in the description, or you can go to www.abrwealthmanagement.com, schedule a consultation, look around. There's a lot of free Christian financial planning resources. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.